Projects and Operations Subcommittee meeting, March 10th, 2020, 4 o'clock p.m. Before we get started, I'd like to read the Open Meetings Act. There's a poster on the back wall here. A copy of the Open Meetings Act, Nebraska Revised Statute 84-1407 through 8414, is posted on the back wall of the meeting room. Prior to turning to the agenda for today's meeting, I would like to announce the procedure that will be used for this meeting. With respect to each agenda item, the directors will first hear staff proposals and recommendations. Then the public will be given the opportunity to speak to the item. Lastly, the directors will discuss the item and take action. And we ask that the public not interrupt the directors' discussion and action. Thank you. Quorum call.
Bradley?
Here.
Jack?
Here.
Sabinski?
Here.
Teaser?
Here.
And Chairperson?
Here. Item number four, adoption of agenda. We have a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call.
Yes.
Yes.
Teaser?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
And Chairperson?
Aye. We have proof of publication of tonight's meeting, and it will become part of the permanent record. We're on to item number six, review and recommendation of Elkhorn River Improvement Project Area, IPA, Operation and Maintenance Assessment. Eric Williams.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is the annual assessment of the parcels which are in the area of the improvement project area. Each year we assess a total of $20,000 to be collected from the parcels based on how benefited they are by, or how potentially benefited they would be by work in the IPA area. And so we file these forms with Douglas County, and then they assess the taxes based on the schedule which was attached. And then that money is collected and put into the IPA account. This year was a little bit different because of the flood in March of 2019. We did carry out design and reconstruction of some bank locations, four locations on the east side of the banks of the Elkhorn River, and then one location on the west side. We talked about that last month a little bit. All of that work is now completed. And as Director Teaser had asked about, the total of the expenditure on that project was about $950,000 between construction and professional services. That work is complete, and we're in the process of requesting reimbursement from FEMA, and we expect 75% reimbursement. And so this year's assessment, the amount is not going to change, but the total balance of the account is somewhat in flux because we have been spending down the balance that had been collected over about the last 10 years to carry out the repair work that was just completed. There was about $240,000 in that account, which is the target amount that we increase until we reach a balance of $250,000. And so we had almost got there by the time the event in March of 2019 occurred. And so most of that money was expended to complete the work along the river. And this is, again, the intention of the project is to stabilize this section of the river against significant changes. And that's the kind of work that we did, was to avoid cutoffs in the river on a sharp corner or threats to public infrastructure or private property. So this year, like I said, the report is a little bit, the assessment on the property is no different, but the update is a little different because we did spend down the balance in the account. We are going to begin collecting back $20,000 this year. So these are the annual documents to go ahead and assess that $20,000 on those parcels. If you have any questions about the project work that was completed or about the assessment, I'd be glad to answer those.
Thank you very much. We have a motion.
Move staff recommendation.
Second.
Motion and second. Anyone in the public wish to speak to the item? Directors?
And one small. Is the work done now then?
Yes, it is. Yep, and we did make some field changes. Again, that's why we had some of that balancing of accounts last month based on where we were going to report things. We did have some additional work that was placed in collaboration with one of the property owners. They had pointed out that there was a change from the time we did the design to the time we were doing the construction. But we worked with them all, did site visits with three or four of the property owners during the work. They were all very happy with the results. So I think that should hold up quite well. We had the heavier density rock from South Dakota, which is a large part of the cost increase. So it should be very stable for a very long time out there.
There's no FEMA money involved in this whatsoever? Or is
there? In general, we collect up to the $250,000. Of the $950,000 total expenditure on the project, we do expect 75% of that will be reimbursed back. So again, the rough number is about $1 million expenditure, about $250,000 was what we had. So we will be spending down basically the entire balance of what we've collected over the last about 12 years. But yeah, that we are in the process. Amanda has been filing all of the FEMA documentation. So we're taking the final invoices, which are on the financial report this week. We'll be sending those to FEMA to get the reimbursement processed.
Okay, thanks.
Questions? Roll call.
Yes.
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 Jack?
Yes.
Aye. Thank you, Eric. I think item number 7, review and recommendation of easement agreements for Access Drive at Prairie Queen with Ryan Companies. Amanda.
Maybe the back, Bill. Go there. Thank you. So this, to refresh everyone's memory, this is the Southwater Quality Basin that goes into Prairie Queen Lake. And if you see that kind of odd shaped on the south side next to 370, thank you. This piece here, this kind of strange shaped piece, this was one of the pieces that we attempted to sell with auction at surplus land. We bought the entire piece from the landowner at their request back at the time when we were going to build this, and then we attempted to sell this excess piece and the piece where the apartments are now up along 132nd Street. So after going through that process in the auction, this piece, it never sold. It never met that minimum reserve that we set to sell that piece. And for a lot of reasons, it's, you know, it's hard to develop, and there's some creek crossings, and there were no utilities there because it just, everything kind of, the MUD water kind of stopped up here at the Shopco plant, and there was nothing there. Anyway, that's the background story of that piece. So there was, there's this large parcel over here that is currently under development with the City of Papillion and Ryan Companies, and they have asked for a couple of easements with us to build the access drive. We have a shared access point. It's the only access point for either our property and their property off of Highway 370. And so what they have asked is that this become the commercial entrance. Right now you can see it's just kind of a gravel road, and that we, the red here, would be a permanent 55-foot access agreement, and then the blue would be a temporary construction easement so that they could build that road, and then there's some slopes that they have to grade out to tie the road in for their property. So those two easements are what are for consideration tonight. We do recommend that the subcommittee recommend to the board to approve those. It really, you know, we have to do some work to coordinate with them on these final grades, and of course they're going to construct the road, make sure that the grades and anything that's disturbed is stabilized using our seeding mix and to our liking and all of that. But really we think probably the benefit is that it does make this piece, you know, I'm not sure what the future of that piece holds, but it does make it more developable. Also, by this property being developed, they've brought in some utilities. So it just, with the access and the potential of closer utilities, it does make that piece a little more valuable. So we are recommending approval of those two easements.
Thank you. We have a motion.
Motion to move a staff recommendation.
I'll second it.
Anyone in the audience wish to speak to it? Directors?
They're not paying us for these easements. The idea is that by bringing in that road, it's going to make ours much more palatable and improve ours.
Correct.
Okay.
How much were we asking for this?
I believe that we set the minimum at $29,000 an acre when we, that was years ago, but that's what we paid for it even more years ago, and we didn't get that. I think it was 13. I think the bigger piece, if we can go back to the map, sorry, I think the bigger piece was 10. And, you know, there's maybe about 10 here. It starts to get kind of less and less here. It's narrower, plus there's creek crossings and wetlands in here, so the developable part of this is pretty slim.
Might get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's maybe a discussion for another time. Are we ready to go back out and try to do something with that? We really just hadn't, because nothing much had changed until this point.
In your opinion, does it add to the value of the land by allowing easements?
It does, to have that road there. So it would be, right now it's a gravel road. This was one of the parts in the easement, is that we cooperate with them to submit an application to the Department of Roads to make this a commercial access. That's a big deal for that property. So, you know, whether or not they keep paving, you know, it's nice, but probably with the grades, whoever developed this would turn in here. But having that commercial concrete entrance is probably the biggest deal.
Any other questions? Roll call.
Teaser?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
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 And
Chairperson. Hi. I guess you're up in the next one.
Stay for a while.
A recommendation of amendment number 5 to professional service contract with HDR Engineering for Zirinsky Basin 2.
Okay. And Lori Kretzuk is here from HDR. If you have any questions for her. This would be the fifth amendment to the engineering contract for Zirinsky Basin 2. And we started with a preliminary design in 2016. This is one of those projects that we think we may never finish. But I'm kidding, actually. We really, in 11 months, we will finish.
Maybe we'll run out of money.
7 more months. So the contract's been extended by 11 months. From the contractor. I mean, you know the weather we had. Not to mention, we just are completely surrounded by development and houses. So it's just been a challenge. And so we are close. We are, but we have extended the construction contract through November. And that leaves 7 months that we don't have covered with additional stormwater protection and contract administration. So what HDR has put together here for your review is those additional 7 months of construction observation. It's a $205,900 amendment, and it increases the total contract to just over $1.9 million. That, we really hope, is the end of it. They are about 76% complete. We're ticking away at it. And they have 6 pours left on the big concrete weir, and that's really where most of the work is right now. So after that's finished up, there's some outlet work and finish grading, seating, those types of things. But we really anticipate being done here this fall. So if there's any questions, Lori or I can try to answer them.
I have a motion.
I make a motion that we go with staff.
I'll second that.
Second, anyone from the public wish to speak to it? Directors?
I always have a question. Originally, did we have any idea it would take this much? Was this what we had planned on, I guess? Did we have any idea what the original estimate would be when this first started?
We did, and so we will be, when we're done, if we finish on this timeline that we believe we will, we'll be 11 months over the construction schedule that we had thought.
Or is costs also?
The cost is not really proportionate to that. I mean, you have some costs. The cost of the project itself is the same, all the, you know, the concrete, all the construction work. The additional things are the project trailer, the having to continue to do stormwater inspections, you know, a number of things like that on the contract side when it drags out for weather and things make that more expensive, but it's, you know, it's not proportionate necessarily to the project cost because those are the same. And then the same thing happens with the professional services contract when you're that far over, because we have someone out there all the time doing QA, QC testing and making sure that everything is installed for the plan. So those are the things when you go long that cost.
Well, roll call.
Yes.
Jeff?
Yes.
Yes.
Keezer?
Yes.
And Chairperson.
Hi. Item number 9, review and recommendation of amendment number 4 professional service contract with Thyra Engineering for WP6, WP7. Amanda?
Okay, here again, another contract amendment. Well, there's a map, I think, that went with this, more like a construction drawing. Perfect. So this was part of the interlocal agreement that was before you last month. And if you remember, that had an additional sub-project, and basically what that did was it allowed Sarpy County to add work to our contract using our contractor, and then they pay for that in order to get some things done. It's kind of a shared, you know, responsibility and helps the community, and we already have someone out there doing the work. So what they wanted to do, we had always, the Cornhusker Road is going to go on the downstream side of WP7 Dam, and we had always, in the original interlocal, we'd always planned to do the extra grading to provide them the right-of-way and the cross-section they needed, and then we were going to do a little bit of paving, which was just over the spillway, which is a bridge over that auxiliary spillway, and we were going to, that's all part of the interlocal agreement, and they were, if you remember, it's like $1.36 million that they're contributing to the project to get those things done. Then on top of that work, they decided it was time to pave these shaded areas here, and then this is this other shaded area as well. And the reason, we were going to get the road all ready for them, but when we did the interlocal originally, we weren't sure what development was going to happen out there. Well, development has boomed out there, and it's really time for them to make this road connection. It's all paved over here. It's all paved over here by another development. So they had requested that we include the design and construction costs for these three shaded pieces of Cornhusker Road. So in order to do that, we have to have a change order to the construction contract for the work and a change order to the engineering contract for the design. So this piece tonight is just the design, and I think it's $92,904 for the design and construction observation of this paving. And this is entirely reimbursed by Sarpy County within 60 days of substantial completion. But we do have to amend our contract to include it. So if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer them. And also, Mike Sotek just happened to be out of town for work tonight, and so he can be here Thursday if there's anything that he needs.
We have a motion.
Motion that we move a staff recommendation.
We have a second. Anyone in the public wish to speak to it? Directors? Roll call.
Pat?
Yes.
Yes.
Teacher?
Yes.
Bradley?
Yes.
Hi. Thank you, Amanda. I get we're adjourned.
Well done.